the ECB just questioned whether DeFi DAOs are decentralized enough to dodge MiCA. The European Central Bank published a staff paper this week challenging the assumption that DeFi protocols organized as decentralized autonomous organizations are decentralized enough to fall outside the EU's markets in crypto assets, MiCA, regulation. The paper, flagged by Cointelegraph on March 27, raises questions that could reshape how Europe regulates a large portion of the DeFi sector. The argument is straightforward. If a small group of token holders or a core development team controls protocol upgrades, treasury allocations, or governance outcomes, calling the organization decentralized is a legal fiction. And under MiCA, legal fictions don't qualify for exemptions. MiCA's decentralization loophole. MiCA, which reached full implementation across the EU by late 2024, regulates crypto asset service providers, KSPs, including exchanges, custodians, wallet providers, and stablecoin issuers. But Recital 22 of the regulation contains a deliberate carve-out. Crypto asset services that are provided in a fully decentralized manner without any intermediary should not fall within MiCA's scope. That exemption was always controversial. The European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMAA, published a spectrum of decentralization assessment framework to evaluate centralization points, including front-end websites, infrastructure providers, and governance token concentration. But the framework set no hard thresholds. The result, dozens of DeFi protocols operate in the EU under the assumption that they qualify as fully decentralized, without any regulator formally agreeing. The ECB paper appears to challenge that ambiguity directly. Rather than leaving decentralization as a self-declared status, the paper argues that regulators need concrete criteria and that most existing DAO structures would fail them. Where DAOs fall short, the governance structures of major DeFi protocols have well-documented concentration problems. In many DAOs, a handful of wallets control enough voting power to pass or block any proposal. Treasury management is often delegated to multi-sig wallets held by a small team. Protocol upgrades frequently require approval from a core development group that could, in theory, push changes unilaterally. The ECB has previously studied this territory. A 2023 occasional paper titled "The Future of DAOs and Finance, in Need of Legal Status," by ECB market infrastructure expert Ellen Nods, concluded that until DAOs are adequately regulated globally, the place for DAOs in the financial sector of the future will necessarily remain limited. That paper identified a fundamental mismatch. Registration systems built for traditional corporate structures cannot accommodate organizations that exist purely as code and token-weighted votes. The new paper builds on that foundation but sharpens the regulatory implication. If a DAO is not truly decentralized, it is not exempt from MiCA. And if it is not exempt, it needs a license, capital reserves, and compliance infrastructure identical to any centralized exchange or custodian. The July 2026 deadline timing matters. MiCA's final authorization deadline for KSPs is July 1, 2026, roughly 3 months from now. Any DeFi protocol that the ECB or ESMA determines is not fully decentralized would need to either restructure its governance to meet a yet undefined standard, apply for KSP authorization, or exit the European market entirely. Only 13 of the EU's 27 member states have fully transposed MiCA into national law so far, creating a patchwork enforcement landscape. Poland remains the sole holdout after President Karol Naraki vetoed MiCA-compliant legislation in January, citing concerns about citizen freedoms. But the direction of travel is clear. Europe wants to close the DeFi exemption gap. For self-custody wallet users, the immediate impact is limited. Self-custody wallets like MetaMask, Phantom, and Ledger are not classified as KSPs under MiCA. But the transfer of funds regulation requires regulated exchanges to collect transaction logs. When users move funds from self-custody wallets to KSPs for amounts exceeding 1,000 euros, if more DeFi front ends get classified as KSPs, the surface area for those reporting requirements expands. What protocols actually need to worry about the protocols most exposed are those with identifiable legal entities operating front ends, treasury management, or upgrade mechanisms. A DEX with a foundation that controls the deployment pipeline is more vulnerable than a protocol where the smart contracts are immutable and the front end is open source with multiple independent operators. Lending protocols, liquid staking services, and yield aggregators with governance tokens that concentrate in a few wallets face the highest reclassification risk. If the ECB's framework gains traction with ESMA and national regulators, these protocols would need to demonstrate that no single entity or coordinated group can materially influence protocol operations. The practical test is likely to be functional, not structural. Regulators will look at who can pause the protocol, who controls the upgrade keys, who manages the treasury, and whether governance votes are genuinely distributed or dominated by insiders. A DAO with 50,000 token holders but three wallets controlling 60% of votes would fail a functional decentralization test even if its legal structure claims otherwise. Market context. The paper arrives during a broader market pullback. Bitcoin trades at $68,456, down 2.1% over 24 hours and 3.95% over the past week as of March 27, 2026. ETH sits at $2,063, down 2.6% in 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index reads 28, firmly in fear territory. DeFi tokens, already under pressure from the market downturn, may face additional selling if EU regulatory clarity threatens the operational model of major protocols. The ECB staff paper is not binding policy. Staff papers represent the views of their authors, not official ECB positions. But the ECB's influence on EU financial regulation is substantial, and staff research frequently shapes the direction of formal rulemaking. With the European Commission's MiCA DeFi assessment report due by mid-2026, the paper's arguments are positioned to feed directly into that process. For DeFi builders operating in Europe, the message is increasingly hard to ignore. Decentralization is not a branding exercise. It is a regulatory standard, and someone is about to start measuring it.